Culture 12. Exercise 2. Page 104.
Gandhi. A cause for celebration. The 2nd of October is a national holiday in India to honour the great civil rights leader Mohandas Gandhi, who was born on that day in Porbandar, Gujarat in 1869. So worldwide an impact was this man to have on achieving justice through peaceful means that the 2nd of October is now also celebrated as the International Day of Nonviolence. An eye-opening experience. The son of an upper-class Hindu family, the young Gandhi had his first taste of racial prejudice in South Africa, where he practiced as a lawyer for 20 years. On one occasion, he was thrown out of a train compartment because of his color, even with a valid ticket. Seeing the racial injustice around him, Gandhi started a movement based on the ideals of civil disobedience and passive resistance. A tough government. Returning to India in 1914, Gandhi continued his fight against injustice and violence under British rule. In 1921, heading the resistance movement, the Indian National Congress, he promoted home rule for India and led many campaigns. People went on strike and boycotted British goods or institutions. One famous campaign, the 241-mile salt march against an unfair salt tax, was attended by thousands. A well-liked character. Gandhi was imprisoned several times for his activities and often went on hunger strike. His sentences were usually short, though, and he continued to gain popularity amongst the people. A lean figure in his loincloth and shawl, devoted to prayer and fasting, he became known as Mahatma, or Great Soul. A troubled agreement. Finally, after much negotiation with the authorities, it was decided in 1947 that the British should withdraw and give India its independence. However, the country was partitioned, with Hindus in India and Muslims in Pakistan. Gandhi was not happy with this division, as he wanted the country united. His continued sympathy with the Muslims angered a Hindu fundamentalist who assassinated him on his way to prayer on the 30th of January 1948. A model for other leaders. Gandhi's efforts have made him a champion of racial equality and civil rights worldwide. He proved that these things could be achieved peacefully, and his influence is clear on such figures as Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela. And today, as a fitting tribute to its great leader, the Government of India annually awards the International Gandhi Peace Prize. I have not hurt anybody, nor do I consider anybody to be my enemy.